Tennessee wheat production the lowest since 1991. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee farmers will soon begin harvest on this year's winter wheat crop. Production is forecast at just over 8 million bushels. That's a 41% decrease from last year, according to the Tennessee Agricultural Statistics Service. And that will be the lowest level since 1991. Dr. Larry Steckel, assistant professor of plant sciences for the University of Tennessee, blames last fall's weather conditions.
The big reason it's so low was just the fall. It was fairly dry in, you know, September, but October, November, as we got later, and particularly October, which is kind of prime wheat sowing time, it was wet, and they just couldn't get the crop in the field.
Well, Tennessee farmers seeded 270,000 acres last fall, 130,000 acres less than a year ago, and the lowest planted acreage since 1978. Winter wheat planting went well at the beginning of October, but then the rain set in, and many producers just could simply not get their acreage planted. In contrast, the remainder of the U.S. had ideal weather conditions, and forecasts show 1.9 billion bushels will be harvested nationwide. That's up 6% from last year. Many farmers depend on the cash flow that comes from harvesting wheat each year. However, as farmers harvest their wheat during the next month, it may not be as rewarding as in years past.
Wheat's a pretty good rotation here in Tennessee. It has a very good fit. There's really two components to it. Wheat by itself wouldn't make it, but when you have the double crop beans behind it, it makes it fairly profitable. And the money comes at a good time of year for farmers. You know, into June, July, they can start paying some bills. And you know, they're not going to have that this year.
Now, producers here expect to harvest some 170,000 acres of wheat this year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.